Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca and Alex with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, there have been reports of a major blackout at the Brisbane Airport's domestic terminal due to this morning's fog. The blackout was quickly resolved by 6:30, however, it has still caused moderate delays according to flight tracker statistics. The morning weather has also led to the Bureau of Meteorology to report a road weather warning due to the low visibility.
The Greenleaf Renewables Development Project has been scrapped by Deputy Premier Jared Blage. The development was to include 88 wind turbines and was expected to generate electricity for at least 260,000 homes annually. The development was to be built 40 kilometres north of Rockhampton, with construction supposed to commence in 2026, with the goal of sourcing its 300-man workforce from the local community. Blage used ministerial powers to refuse the development, citing that 88% of the nearby community was against the wind farm due to improper consultation. Under the Queensland Planning Act, Blage's decision cannot be appealed.
In national news, today marks the beginning of Reconciliation Week, which will run until June 3rd. This year's theme is Bridging Now to Next, and encourages Australians to reflect on our shared history and work collaboratively towards a shared future. Reconciliation Week begins on May 27th to mark the anniversary of the 1967 referendum and concludes on June 3rd, the date of the 1992 Mabo decision, which caused the Supreme Court to overturn Terra Nullius doctrine. Karen Mundine, CEO of Reconciliation Australia, urges everyone to participate in local events and education activities in order to better foster a sense of unity with Indigenous peoples.
New South Wales graziers and producers are coming to terms with their losses after the devastating flooding that hit the region last week, with one farmer losing 800 cows. Many farmers had their land and crops washed out by floodwater, leaving harvest destroyed and grazing paddocks having to feed hundreds of heads of cattle. With many graziers having to send large chunks of their herd to lessen the impact on the few remaining grazing fields, there are calls for greater government assistance in the form of increased financial support.
In international news, India's southern state of Kerala has been put on alert after a cargo ship capsized off the shore. The vessel, which was carrying more than 600 shipping containers, is feared to have released oil, fuel, as well as other harmful substances into the biodiverse coastline. The Indian Coast Guard reported that the ship was carrying 13 containers of hazardous cargo and 12 with calcium carbide, which is a chemical that reacts with salt water to release a flammable gas. All 24 crew members on the boat have been rescued, and residents in the area have been urged to not touch any fuel or containers that may wash up on the shores.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Hey, Zedliners, thanks very much for the update on that. Now, when Dara and I came in about 5:30, we can see the city. So what was it like when you came in?
It was still really foggy.
I feel like it was lifting compared to how it was this morning when I left home, but it's definitely still pretty full on out there.
So we'll class that as our traffic weather update, Daria. So what are you tracking towards the 9 o'clock news? What's the breaking stuff that you're going to be?
Well, for me, I was really excited because there's been a successful reintroduction program of locally extinct animals in Western Australia and South Australia.
Ooh, so bravo.
Some positive news.
Pick up on that, Eco Radio, midday Wednesday. Dave!
Yeah, and then there was a bit more upsetting. The second largest private hospital network has gone into receivership. So it's a bit unsettling for the future of private health networks in Australia as a whole.
Yeah, watch that space. Mm. Now, of course, the biggest question of the morning is, how do you feel about randomised taking over the zeitgeist?
Zedgeist.
Coming from our normal habitat, midnight till 2:23 a.m. on a Thursday morning. So how's it going for you so far, Tone? How do you like the new layout?
It's actually really enjoyable. I feel like the new mix-up of music has been a nice change from what we are usually listening to up in the...
burn.
love you, Zed Geist. Sorry.
Lucy's on the socials right now and there's crying emojis coming.
We love you, Lucy.
And of course, for that, you get an exclusive randomized sticker each.
Oh my God, that's so
how
exciting.
How good is that, eh?
Oh my gosh, fun.
You never got that off Lucy and Jack.
DJ Oz. Just out here starting wars.
Oh, hey, this is finishing the great campaign for 8 months ago, buddy. Hey, she asked us to do it. Come on.
All right. Should we head to some music?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It is 8:05 in the morning. This is Wasted with Waves. You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Enjoy.